Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we want to continue with what God is saying to you today. You know, Satan is actually the one that invented religion. Did you know that? Along with man's help, it started in the Garden of Eden. I think Sister Nancy was talking to you about how Adam and Eve fell into sin in the Garden of Eden. And after they had eaten of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
yung puno na nakaalam ng kaalaman at ng kasamaan.
You know, before they took of that fruit, they didn't know good from evil.
Hindi nila alam kung ano ang mabuti sa masama.
Everything was good.
Lahat ng bagay ay ganda.
But what they did is they disobeyed God.
Pero ano ginawa nila, sila ay hindi sinunod ang Panginoon.
And when you disobey God,
at kung ikaw ay sumuway sa Diyos,
it's called rebellion.
Ito ay tinatawag na rebellion.
And something happened to destroy that beautiful relationship that they had with God.
So yun ang nangyari na nagkaroon ng pagkasira ang kanilang relasyon sa Diyos.
And this is why Jesus died, was to bring us back into that relationship.
So ito yung kailan kung bakit namatay ating Panginoong Yesus para ibalik yung dati relasyon natin.
And bring us back into that place of paradise.
Dalhin tayo muli doon sa paraiso.
What did he say to the thief on the cross that asked him to remember him?
So ano yung sinabi ng Panginoong Yesus na sinabi doon yung katabi niya doon nung pinako siya sa krus na para alalahanin siya?
Jesus said to that repenting thief, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. So when God came walking in the garden again that evening in the cool of the day, he called to Adam and he said, Adam, where are you? And Adam said, well, we were naked, so we hid. So what did Adam do to try to hide his nakedness and Eve as well? Some of you know. What did they do? You can tell me.
Okay, he said we covered their bodies with those leaves so that they can hide from the presence of God.
With fig leaves. Yes.
Amen.
And this is what I call fig leaf religion.
Okay, ito ang tinatawag na isang anong fig leaf? Hindi ko alam pa sa Tagalog. Yung fig leaf na religion.
Fig leaf religion. Something that man can do in his own work to make himself so he thinks he can now face God.
Okay. Ito yung paraan kung saan isang tao ay pwede niyang gawin ang isang bagay kung saan tahimik na masasabi niya maitatayo niya ang kanyang sarili.
But what did God do?
Pero ano ginawa ng Diyos?
To cover them.
Para sila ay matakpan.
Somebody else can tell me.
Sino ang makapagsasabi? Ano ang ginawa ng Diyos para sila ay matakpan?
Who's going to take it?
Ano ang ginawa ng Diyos para
made leaves, what did God make for them? The brother here knows. Okay, you'll have to translate.
Okay, he said, Brother Mark, that they were forsaken.
They were kicked out of the garden.
Yes, they were kicked out.
But before they were kicked out, God made animal skins for clothes.
Yes, yung balat ng hayo, yun ang covering nila.
Now, when you make animal skins, what happens to the animal?
Ano ang mangyayari sa hayo? Kapag ngayon ay gagawin yung panakit ang balat ng hayo.
The animal has to die in order for me to get his skin.
Yes, mamamatay muna ang hayo bago niyo makuha yung balat ng hayo.
That means there is a shedding of blood.
So ibig sabihin, mayroong nagtugo ng Panginoong Jesus.
And when you get your Bible and read your Bible, you're going to see where it says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins.
So kapag magbabasa tayo ng ating Biblia, sinasabi doon na kapag walang sinasabi pag-agos ng dugo ng ating Panginoong Jesus, ay walang katubusan ng ating kasalanan.
So God made one substitute.
So ang Diyos ay gumawa ng isang kapalit.
See, Adam deserved to die.
So si Adan ay nangangahulugan dapat siyang mamatay.
God told them, when you eat that fruit, you will die.
Ang sabi ng Diyos, kapag kayo ay kumain sa pinagbabawal na prutas niya, kayo ay mamamatay.
And we are all sons and daughters of Adam and Eve.
At kahit ang kanilang mga anak ni Adan at ni Eva.
So we all deserve to die.
So lahat tayo ay dapat mamamatay.
But God made a substitute.
So dahil ang Diyos gumawa ng isang kapalit.
And that substitute is Jesus Christ.
So kapalit na yan ay si Jesus Cristo. Amen.
Now, He is the only way.
Siya ang kapalitan ng isang kaparaanan.
That we can come back to God.
Na tayo ay makakabalik loob sa ating Diyos.
He is the only way.
Siya lang ang isang daan.
That we can talk to God.
Na para tayo makipag-usap sa Diyos.
Right.
He is the only way.
Siya lang din ang daan.
That we can walk with God again.
Na tayo ay makalakad sa Diyos.
Now. I want to read you in chapter 10 of John, one or two verses.
John 1,
John 10.
John 1, yes.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Sinasabi dito, pagkatandaan ninyo, ang pumapasok sa kulungan ng mga tupa na hindi sa pinto nagdaraan, kundi umakyat sa di dapat pagdaanan ay magnanakaw at tulisan.
What's all this talk about sheep?
So ano ang ibig sabihin nito na pinag-usapan ng tungkol sa tupa?
Where are God's sheep?
Nasaan ang mga tupa ng Diyos? Nasaan ang mga tupa ng Diyos?
We are. Yes.
Tayo. Amen.
We are God's sheep.
Amen.
Amen. So, we are His sheepfold. The church, the real true church, is the sheep of God.
Yes. So, ang iglesia, ng Panginoon, ang tunay na iglesia, ang siyang mga tupa ng Diyos.
Okay, and He says, if anyone comes any other way,
so, sabi niya, kapag ang isang tao ay pumasok sa hindi
does not come through the door, he's a thief and a robber. Alright, let's go on and let's find out what this door is. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
So, ang sino man na siya mismo dumaan sa pintuan, at siya ay tuturing na siya tubang.
To him, the porter opens the door, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
Kapag nilabas na, siya ay namumuna sa kanila at sumusunod naman ang mga ito sapagkat kilala nila ang kanyang sinin.
And now go down to verse 16. And he says, and other sheep have I, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
So mayroon akong iba pang mga tupa na wala pa sa kulungan ito. Kinakailangan sila ipapukurin at papakinggan na nila ang aking sinig. Sa gayon, magiging isa na lamang ang kawan at isang pasto.
Verse 7. Then said Jesus again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
At kaya muli sinabi ni Jesus, kapatandaan niyo, ako nga ang pintuang dinaraanan ng mga tupa.
He said, I am the door.
Ang sabi niya, siya ang pintuan, ang Panginoong Jesus.
There is no other way to get in the kingdom of God than through the door.
Walang ibang paraan upang tayo makapasok sa kaharian ng Diyos kundi sa pintuan mismo.
If you try to get into the kingdom of God any other way than coming through Jesus, you are a thief and a robber.
Sa babag ikaw ay nananais na pumasok sa kaharian ng Diyos na maliban kay Jesus ikaw ay dumaan sa ibang pintuan, ikaw ay may tuturing na magnanakaw o tulisan.
Let's suppose that I were Jesus standing here. I'm not, but suppose.
Halimbawa lang siya ang Panginoong Jesus. Halimbawa lang mga kapatid.
And he said, I am the door.
At sinabi na, siya ang dahan.
He didn't say, I'm the door opener. He said, I am the door. That means this is the kingdom, this is the sheepfold.
So it's the man, ito yung kaharian ng Diyos sa likod niya.
If you want to come in, how do you get in?
So kung gusto mong pumasok, paano ka papasok?
You come through me.
Kailangan mong dumaan sa akin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you want to come to the Father God,
kung nais mong pumaroon sa Ama ang Diyos,
how do you get there?
Paano ka pupunta doon?
You come through Jesus to the Father.
Kailangan mong dumaan sa Panginoong Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, let me read you another verse in the chapter 14 of John.
Juan
14. No, we'll read from the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Ang sabi nito, huwag kayong mabalisa. Sumampalataya kayo sa Diyos, sumampalataya din kayo sa akin.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Sa bahay ng aking ama ay may maraming sili.
I hope your Bible doesn't say great, big, fancy, millionaire houses.
No, it doesn't say at all. Walang sinabi. Hallelujah.
It says, in my Father's house are many places to dwell.
Okay, ang sabi nga, na sa kaharian ng Diyos ay maraming mga lugar na pwedeng tirhan. Hallelujah.
Sister was asking the children, where is Jesus?
Ang sabi ng isa natin kapatid, nasaan ang Panginoong Jesus?
Where is Jesus?
Nasaan nga ba ang Panginoong Jesus?
He's in heaven, all right? Where else is he?
Nasaan pa?
The heart. There we go. Okay.
Yes, sa puso.
Isn't that funny? Now, if Jesus is in my heart and he's also in heaven, that must mean that there is some heaven in my heart. So, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. I could maybe count 50 or 60 dwelling places. If you all have Jesus in you, then this must be my Father's house. All right. You understand. Did my page get turned? Where was I? Yeah, the wind blew it. All right. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Now Jesus is saying that he isn't always going to walk in his flesh on earth with the disciples.
So Panginoon Jesus, Maria na nagsasabi na hindi laging araw-araw sa kanyang buhay ay naglalakad siya sa pamagitan ng laman na to dito sa mundo kasama ang mga disipulo niya.
If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
So sabi niya, kapag may pagkanya mo na kayo ng matitirhan, ako'y babalik at isasama ko kayo upang kayo ay makapiling ko kung saan ako naroto.
So when Jesus said, where I am, you may be also.
So sabi ng Panginoong Hesus, kung nasaan siya, ay doon din tayo.
Amen. When Jesus said, where I am, where was he?
Kapag sinabi ng Panginoong Hesus, kung nasaan ako, ano ibig sabihin, nasaan siya?
Where was he when he said that?
Nasaan ba siya nung sinabi niya yan?
Well, on the natural level, he was standing right there with them.
Okay, sa natural na level, siya ay tumatayo kasama ang mga disipulo.
But that isn't what he was talking about.
Okay.
Because
so, ang pinag-usapan.
He said, I'm going to go away from this place.
Ang sabi niya, kailangan kong lumayo mula dito.
But Jesus was also somewhere else.
So, Panginoong Jesus ay naparoon din sa ibang mga dako.
He was in a place in relationship with his Father.
Nandoon siya sa lugar kung saan mayroon siyang relasyon sa kanyang Ama.
And that is a place that the disciples were not there.
At yun ang isang lugar ng kanyang mga disipulo ay wala doon.
They only knew the physical Jesus that was with them.
So alam nila, kilala nila ay ang Jesus na nasa laman lamang na kasama nila.
But they didn't know the Father.
Pero hindi nila alam kung sino ang Ama.
But Jesus knew the Father.
Pero Panginoong Jesus, kilala niya ang Ama.
And he said, I'm going to prepare a place so that you can be where I am.
So kailangan ko, sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, pupunta ka doon na rianda ko ang inyong pili at ako ay babalik at makaisasama ko kayo doon sa kapiling ng Ama.
And where I go, you know, and you know the way.
At kung saan ako pupunta, ay malalaman nyo at malalaman nyo ang daan.
And Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?
So sabi ni Thomas sa kanya, Panginoon, paano namin malalaman kung saan ka pupunta at
Now you see, the disciples were not listening very good when he said, I am the door of the
sheep.
This is what's called having ears to hear, but not hearing. And so what was Jesus' answer?
So ano yung sagot ng Panginoong Jesus?
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
So sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, ako ang daan, ang katotohanan at ang buhay. Walang makakapunta sa Ama kundi sa pamamagitan ko.
Hallelujah.
Now, we're going back into the history of what happened to the church over several hundred years. The very Son of God came, He set the record straight with man.
So, pa ang anak ng Diyos ay sadyang nandito sa mundo at nagkaroon siya ng mga kalaan sa harap ng mga tao.
He told the church, I am the way.
Ang sabi niya sa iglesia, ako ang daan.
I am truth.
Ako ang katotohanan.
I am the life.
At ako ang buhay.
Now, by the way, what is truth?
Ano pa nga? Ano ang ibig sabihin ng katotohanan?
What is truth?
Ano ang katotohanan?
Is truth... Oh, okay. You were going to tell what
ano
truth is. What did she say?
She said Jesus is the life.
She got the answer. Amen.
Amen. So nakuha na ang sagot. Ang Jesus, ang Panginoong Jesus ay ang buhay.
Now truth is not... Okay, I'm going to write down everything that the Bible says we have to... I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, I believe in the Virgin Mary, I believe in...
So lahat yung puli mo itala, na ikaw na nanampalataya sa Diyos, na nanampalataya kay Maria, lahat yun.
Is that the truth?
Yun ba ang katotohanan?
That's just a list of doctrine.
Yun lang ang mga talaan o listahan ng doktrina.
Jesus is not a list of things that I make, that I believe.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay hindi lista o listahan na pwede kong gawin.
Jesus is the living word.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay ang buhay na salita.
Now, not only did the church, which became the Roman Catholic Church,
hindi lang yung iglesia na nagiging isang Roman Katolika,
not only did they take the Bible away from the people,
hindi lang yung pagtanggal nila o pag-alis ng Biblia mula sa mga tao,
but they took away from the people the way to come to God.
Kinuha nila o ninakaw din nila ang daan papunta sa Diyos.
And they told the people,
at sinabi niya sa mga tao,
you can only come to God through other people.
Pwede ka lang maaari kang pumunta sa Diyos sa pamagitan ng ibang tao.
If you want to be forgiven, they told the people,
kung nais mong mapatawad ka, sabi nila,
you have to come to the priest, you have to confess your sins, you have to, you know,
kailangan mong lumapit sa pare at kailangan mong magsisi sa iyong kasalanan.
If you have a special need, maybe you could pray to Mary, you could pray to Saint this one, and Saint that one, and Saint something else. I remember one time seeing a man, and I don't remember where I saw it. It's been a long time ago. He bought a nice new car.
Okay, bumili siya ng bagong sasakyan.
And he went into a shop.
Pumunta sa isang shop.
And he came out.
At lumabas siya.
With a little plastic thing about that high.
So nakakita siya ng isang bagay na ganito kalaki.
and he stuck it up on the dashboard of his car. And I said, "What is that?" He said, "That saint." Anthony or something? I don't know.
So Antonio or Siluman.
Good, I'm glad you don't know the name. I don't either. But I said, "What is that for?"
So ano ko bakit para ano yan?
He says, "That is the saint that protects my car."
So sabi niya, ito yung santo na nagpo-protekta, nag-iingat sa aking sasakyan.
Now, God has always wanted not only to live and dwell in us, but He wants to talk with us.
So ang Diyos, hindi lamang naninais niya na manirahan sa atin, kundi nais niya na magpipag-usap sa atin.
You go through the Psalms that David wrote.
Pumunta kayo sa aklat ng Salmo o mga awit na sinulat ni David.
Many, many times in the Psalms,
maraming beses sa Salmo,
David said, "I cried unto the Lord."
Nang sabi ni David, ako ay umiiyak sa Diyos.
"In my distress, I cried to the Lord."
Sa aking pagkakahapo o sa aking kapaguran sa lahat.
"And He heard me." He heard me.
At siya ay dumilig sa akin.
Brethren, we have a hearing God.
Mga kapatid, kailangan natin magkaroon ng pandinig sa Diyos.
Now, part of the problem,
so, parte ng problema,
is not just the church,
hindi lang ang iglesia,
but it's the people.
Pero ang tao mismo.
You know, if you are truly going to be
kapag nais mo maging isang
a true church that hears from God,
tunay na iglesia na dinilig sa Diyos,
then every one of the members is going to have to learn to hear from the Spirit of God.
Kailangan makinig sa salita ng banal na Espiritu ng Diyos.
It is more difficult
ito'y lalong mahirap
to have this kind of church.
Na magkaroon ng ganitong klaseng iglesia.
The easy, the lazy way,
ang pinakamadali at pinakatamad na paraan
is to say,
ay sabihin,
"Well, we will have a pastor,
mayroon tayong pastor,
and he will hear from God,
at siya ay dinilig sa Diyos,
and whatever he tells me,
at ano man ang sabihin niya sa akin,
if he says, this is what God says, then I'll believe it.
At sabihin niya, ito ang sinabi ng Diyos, at ako'y maniniwala."
But you see what happened over the years.
Pero tingnan niyo ang mga nangyari sa maraming mga taon.
The church, the system church,
ang iglesia, ang bagong sistema ng iglesia,
began telling people that God was saying things that God was not saying.
So, nagsisimula na sabihin na ang Diyos talaga hindi nagsasabi.
And the people believed it because they didn't have any Bibles to know the difference.
Ang mga tao ay naniwala na lamang dahil wala silang Biblia na kailangan nila panampalatayanan.
When the people of God have Bibles and they read the Bibles,
kapag ang tao ng Diyos ay mayroong mga Biblia at binabasa ang Biblia,
the man who is in ministry cannot tell them a lie.
Ang tao na nasa ministro na yan ay hindi pwedeng magsalita sa kanila ng kasinungalingan.
He can get away with it for a little while.
Pwede niyang lumayo ng kakaunti o sa madaling panahon.
But not forever.
Pero hindi sa habang buhay.
Amen.
Amen.
What was that famous saying that Abraham Lincoln said?
Saan yung sinasabi na sinabi ni Abraham Lincoln?
You can fool all of the people some of the time.
Pwede mong lukuhin ang mga tao sa kahit minsan.
And some of the people all the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. And if the people are reading the Word of God and in communion with God, you will not fool them anytime. Where was that verse in Deuteronomy? Chapter 5, was it? We were looking for that verse in Deuteronomy. I think it's Deuteronomy 5. No, that's not it. Is it? Where were we, Bert? Oh, Exodus. That's right. Let me find it here. Yes, here we are. Exodus 20.
Okay, Exodus 20.
Now, God's purpose was to talk directly to the people.
Ang layunin ng Diyos ay magipag-usap mismo direkta sa mga tao.
I'm going way back. First of all, I went way back to Genesis where God wanted to talk with Adam and Eve.
At magdala tayo babalik doon sa kasaysayan, doon sa Genesis, tungkol kay Adam at kay Eva.
Now we come to the days of Moses, you know, that where God gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
At ngayon, nandito tayo ngayon sa buhay ni Moises kung saan doon binigay ng Diyos ang kanyang sampung utos.
And it says here in verse 18 of chapter 20 in Exodus, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They heard the voice of God.
Narinig nila ang boses ng Diyos.
It was awesome.
Yun ay sadyang ka kamangha-mangha.
Listen.
Makinig.
Brethren.
Kapatid na lalaki.
God is powerful.
Ang Diyos ay makapangyarihan.
Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking about worship today. I was thinking about how God wants you when you come and gather together in His name to worship Him. How much He wants you to open your mouth. In praise. Telling Him how much you love Him. Telling Him how great He is. Telling Him how much you love the blood of Jesus. See, God doesn't just want two or three people to stand up here with microphones and worship the Lord. He doesn't just want people to entertain you. He wants you to come into His presence with praise and thanksgiving.
Ang kailangan niya ay lumapit tayo sa Kanya na mayroong papuri at pasasalamat. Glory to God. Jesus.
Now you must remember
that
not everything that man calls worship is really worship.
ay totoong pagsamba.
I remember many years ago,
natatandaan ko marami ang taon na nakalipas,
I went to another Pentecostal church.
Pumunta ako sa ibang mga Pentecostal churches o din kayo mga iglesia.
I went as a visitor.
Pumunta ako bilang kanilang panauhin.
And there was a man, I'd heard a big name.
At nandun, narinig ko ang isang tao na mayroong pangalan.
And I wanted to hear what this man had to say.
At nais kong marinig kung ano ba ang nais kong sabihin ng tao ito.
I definitely was not used to what they were doing in this church.
So hindi talaga ako sanay na kung ano man ang ginagawa nila doon sa iglesia niyon.
They were cranking it up.
Parang yung laging malikot. Eh, malikot masyado.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
They had a big band.
Yes.
They had the drums.
May mga drums.
They were loud.
That's sila malalakas.
And I'm thinking to myself, how could this ever come before the throne of God in heaven?
At naisip niya na kung paano ang mga tao ito ay mapupunta doon ang pagpupuri nila pagsamba sa Diyos.
And so I said to the Lord,
at kaya sinabi niya sa Panginoon,
I said, well, Lord,
Panginoon,
I don't like this.
Ayoko ng ganito.
I said, I came here to worship.
Narito ako para sumamba.
You know what the Spirit said to me?
Alam niyo ba kung ano ang sinabi ng Banal na Espiritu sa kanya?
He said, so worship me.
Ang sabi niya, so ngayon, sambahin mo ako. Hallelujah.
Now, that doesn't mean what they were doing was pleasing to God.
Hindi ibig sabihin na yung kung ano man ang ginawa nila ay sadyang kanais-nais sa Diyos.
My problem was my attitude.
Ang problema ko ay ang aking ugali.
God was saying to me, you can shut it off if you want. You worship me.
So ang Diyos nagsasabi sa akin, ibig sabihin kay Brother Mark, na kailangan mong sumigaw ka, kung ayaw mo naman, huwag kang sumigaw, basta sambahin mo lamang ako, sabi ng Panginoon.
So I shut off all the noise.
So pinutol ko ang anumang mga ingay.
And I began to seek heaven.
At hinanap ko ang langit.
And I saw visions that day.
At nakita akong isang pangitain sa araw na yon.
That I will never forget.
Na hindi ko kailanman makakalimutan.
I don't know what was going on with those other people.
Hindi ko alam kung anong nangyayari sa lahat ng mga tao doon.
They were probably in a different place.
Nandoon sila mismo sa kakaibang lugar.
But Jesus said to me,
pero ang Panginoong Jesus sinabi sa akin,
you worship me.
Pambahin mo ako.
Now, the people's response to all this lightning and thunder,
ang mga tao, ang kanilang sagot mula sa mga malalakas na mga tagundong at kidlat,
this smoking mountain,
maging umuusok na bundok,
this terrible loud trumpet sound,
ang tiribling mga patul, mga pakatak, mga kapatid ng trumpeta.
Do you really have an idea what this looked like, what this sounded like?
Naisip niyo ba mga kapatid kung ano yung mga sound na ito, yung mga tunog na ito?
Have you ever heard such a sound as this loud trumpet sound?
Nakarinig na ba kayo ng malakas na pakaat ng trumpeta?
It starts off, and it gets louder and louder and louder.
Yes, magsisimula siya gano'n na parang mahinahot, subalit palakas ng palakas.
And it could be very terrifying.
At pwede siya parang nakakatakot.
And so what did they do?
So anong ginagawa nila? Anong ginawa nila?
It says, they said to Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die.
So sinabi nila kay Moses, ikaw ang magsalita sa amin at makikinig kami. Huwag na ang Diyos at baka kami mamatay.
And in verse 21 it says, and the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was.
So sinabi dito na huwag kayong matakot sapagkat sinusubok lang kayo sa Diyos. Nais ba ang niyang magkaroon kayo ng takot sa kanya sapagkat ayaw niya kayong magkasala.
So the people said,
so ang mga tao sinabi nila,
the people said,
ang mga tao sinabi nila,
let Moses be our priest.
Hayaan si Moses ang aming magiging pari.
You see how people are ready to accept, let another man hear from God.
So nakita niyo ba kung paano na nais tanggapin ng mga tao na ang isang taong ito ay pwedeng pamalit na ganito dahil sa Diyos?
But if we're going to hear from God,
pero kapag ikaw ay muli mong tuklasin at titingin ang Diyos,
we're going to have to be clean.
Tayo ay kailangan maging malinis.
We're going to have to come forward.
Kailangan natin humakbang.
We're probably going to be down on our knees before Him.
Kailangan natin lumuhod at kailangan natin sumambat, humapas sa Panginoon.
We're going to have to let the fire of God,
kailangan natin yung apoy ng Diyos,
burn the dross out of me.
Yung apoy na yun, yun ang susunog doon sa kailaliman ng ating puso.
I want to tell you something.
Sasabihin ko sa iyo isang bagay.
You go through the New Testament. You go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Kapag kayo ay napunta doon sa New Testament, sa Bagong Tipan, sa Mateo, Lucas, Juan, at Marco,
you're going to find example after example after example of people that were desperate. They needed Jesus, and there was no man that could help them.
So makikita ninyo doon na kailangan, mga tao doon ay tumitingin lagi at kailangan nila ang Panginoong Jesus, na kailangan nila ang
no man could help.
Walang ibang tao makakatulong sa kanila.
You're going to find women could not be healed by any other man. Woman went to every doctor, spent all her money. And yet she was bleeding to death. Slowly, slowly bleeding to death.
At unti-unti siyang namamatay sa kanyang sakit na pagdudurugo.
She had no hope.
Wala na siyang pag-asa.
And she came in.
At siya ay lumapit.
If I can only touch.
Ang sabi niya, kung akin lamang mahahawakan.
And she was healed.
At nawakan niya, siya ay gumaling. Hallelujah.
You find a woman who was not a Jewish woman. A Canaanite woman. Jesus, heal my daughter.
So sabi niya, Jesus, pagalingin mo ang aking anak na babae.
Crying loudly. My only daughter will die.
Ang aking kaisipan anak na babae ay mamamatay.
Listen.
Pakinggan niyo.
Mothers.
Mga ina.
Mothers.
Mga ina rito.
The mother's prayer for her children is a powerful prayer.
Ang dalangin ng isang ina ay isang makapangyarihan.
You don't. You come. You pray directly to Jesus.
Kailangan yung lumapit at manalangin direkta sa Panginoong Jesus.
You don't need Hail Marys or anything else. You need only cry out to Jesus.
So hindi yung kailangan manalangin kung ano man kay Maria, kundi kailangan yung lang umiyak sa ating Panginoong Jesus.
Hallelujah. The verse that Merlinda was talking about this morning.
Merlinda,
Exodus 34. Exodus 34. And we come to verse, let's start in verse 11 here. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite.